God bless you. Though it is, you are feeling numb. There is an abundance of love. And you have been talking in this prayer you have read of just such a love. You have been talking of a man's recognition and the realization of the love of God within him. Many times I have spoken with you about this love of God and the many ways in which it reveals itself in your daily life and in your hearts and in your prayers. Here in this prayer, Solomon sat in his thoughts and realized the many wonders of the love of God. He realized, as he said in the beginning, "Thou hast searched me and known me, and thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising, and that you are acquainted with all of my ways." He was confessing to the Father that he realized whatever he did in this life, whatever he said, whatever he thought, the Father knew. He praised him for this. "Such thoughts are too wonderful for me, O God. I cannot attain unto them." He realized also that wherever he went, whether it was on the oceans or in the greatest desert, or if he went into what is known as the hell itself, he knew the Father would be there. He was accepting for himself. And in spite of all his wisdom, there was nowhere he could go without the Father would not be there and would know him. He praised him for his creation. He realized that he had written in his book all his members, when as yet there were none of them. He knew he fashioned them. He knew he created them. And again he gave his praise for this. And finally he asked the Father to search him and to know his ways and to cleanse him if there were any wicked way within him. And this is for myself. A most meaningful prayer, and it was perhaps the most meaningful psalm which was written by Solomon. Because you see, Solomon, as it may seem to you, was speaking on behalf of mankind. And did we not talk when last I spoke with about the love of God and about the love, his love for mankind? And this is for you a follow-on lesson. Now one man with all his wisdom, all his glory, had to sit down and confess to God that for all his life, whatever happened in his life, whatever he said, whatever he did, he knew the Father knew. He praised him for his creation, as I have said. Just as mankind should be mindful of this great miracle of life. Again, I have spoken to you many times of this miracle of life, this birth, this entrance into another level of awareness, that your Spirit has made. And the creation of this shell, which will permit your Spirit to exist here on this earth plane. You know, there is a very simple, and I suppose the word is a modern analogy for this. When a man takes himself away and goes into another planet, he will put around himself a garment with which to protect him from the alien elements of that planet. And so he has this garment about him, but inside the garment is a living force, an awareness, a consciousness, a spirit. And so it is the same here on this plane. Inside this garment you wear and call a body, there is a living force, a spirit, an awareness. And just as this living force in this garment we are talking of on an alien planet searches around this planet to find what is new, what can he discover? How can he discover something which will help mankind to evolve, to enlighten his own awareness and his own spirit, his own knowledge? So it is, you walk this earth, seeking for something new to discover within yourself, within this shell, so that you may evolve and discover something new about this earth, about your life, about your existence, about your purpose. The man on the planet has a purpose to fulfill. He has to find out these certain facts so that he can relay them, that others may know. So again, you here on this plane must find for yourselves these certain facts. You have a mission to fulfill. You have a life to fulfill, a purpose to fulfill. So that when you return to your source, you may relate these things accordingly and discharge those things you have no use for, but keep to yourself and share among your fellow men the many blessings and truths you have discovered in your life. Share them with your fellow spirits so that you may evolve together in grace and in love and in truth. So it is. We pray in our hearts, do we not, that we may walk this life in learning, in seeking, in knowledge. And one man may have to discover one thing, another has to discover something else. One may discover the minerals of this new planet. And we have to study them, to understand them. One may discover something of the atmosphere of this planet. And again, we'll have to study it, so that he may understand it and share his knowledge. But all are doing the same thing. They are discovering something new for themselves, about themselves, that they may share them with their fellow men. And you here on this planet are doing likewise. You may have to walk in different pathways. You may have to search for different truths, for different understandings. But your purpose is the same, to evolve and to enable your fellow spirits here on this earth to evolve. I would like you very much to listen intently to that prayer. to hold it in your hearts, to realize that you are simply a spirit who is in communication with his God, who controls your exercise here on this earth, the exercise of life and learning. Just as the man on the planet is in communication with those who have sent him there, that he may relate to them those things he has learned and discovered. There must be communication if you are going to evolve. And you must understand that communication in order to operate it correctly and to take from it that which is necessary for you to exist. For without this communication, you are lost. You are in a space. You are wandering aimlessly, without a cause. And those things you can experience, you have no way of relaying, because you have refused your communication. Consider these things. Consider them well. Be mindful of the truth in the existence of God and the power of God. Keep in the communication with him. Keep within yourselves a constant link with your Father, and he will see you safely home when your task is fulfilled. Just as those who control the man in the planet will see him safely home, providing he remains in communication with those who sent him. Do you understand what I am saying to you? Is there no confusion in what I have said to you? You are content. It is important that you understand this simple little analogy I have made for you. I am trying as hard as I can to talk to you in your terms, in a language you understand, and using an analogy you will understand according to your life and time. Consider also this great man, this great king, Solomon. He was a very wise man, but once upon a time he was a very foolish man. He is the one whom God sent an angel to on the road to Damascus and said to him, "Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And Saul fell to the ground, and because of the brilliance of the great light which shone before him, he was blinded. And God gave him directions to go on to Damascus, and there to meet a man, a humble man, who would take him into his home. There when he confessed his God, his sight would be returned to him. And so it was. And Solomon was Saul. Saul became Solomon. And because of his great wisdom and his great love of God, born of this miracle which occurred on the road to Damascus, the conversion of Saul, God loved him for his acceptance of him, and he bade him to use his great wisdom not to persecute his God, nor to persecute his enemies, but to love them and to show them the fruits of his wisdom, to teach them how to know and understand one another. And I wonder, I wonder, has this miracle not occurred many times before, in many, many ways, even in yourselves, without you even realizing it? Have you not turned from darkness into light? Have you not been mystified by those things you have seen and heard? And having to come to terms with this great mystery and this realization that there is a magnificent love which abounds in the hearts of all men, only to be found. When do you persecute one another? When do you persecute yourselves? Are you not persecuting God? For God is within you. He is the very life force within you. And does not God say to you, in his way, a much more gentle way, why persecutest thou me? By persecuting yourselves. And do you not experience within yourselves a certain blindness, where you are groping in the dark, searching for this way and that way, trying to find a firm footing, wondering if the path you are walking is the path you should be walking? Is each footstep you are taking guided by him, or is it a fumbling footstep in the dark? And is it not also when you really meet someone along that way, in your darkness, a man who will show you the light, to whom you can confess yourselves? Say to him, I have been so blind. I have walked in the darkness for so long. And yet, I know, I have found in my heart a new love and understanding for God. I have found in my heart a new love and understanding of life. And I have discovered that there is for me, through this love, a life eternal. And when you have made these confessions to yourself, is it not so? And your eyes have been opened to a new beginning, a new way of life, a new acceptance of an old truth, or a supposed truth, or a truth you feared to accept in your heart, and now feel you can accept with joy, such joy that you wish to spread it among your fellow men. Search yourselves. Be truthful to yourselves, and you will discover that this same miracle which occurred to Saul is occurring to you now at this moment in your life. Your eyes are being opened now. Greet this new truth and this new dawn, this new way of life, with joy and acceptance. Receive into your life your God. Bless him and know him. Be joyous in his love. Expound his truth among those who are yet to find their way out of this darkness wherein they walk. And you can become a Solomon unto yourselves. You can be one of wisdom. You can sit down and write your songs to God. You can find these beauteous words within your heart, for they are there. They are inborn in each and every one of you. There is no great mystery of this. The greatest mystery to such as Marcello and those who inspire each and every one of you is that you will find so difficult to accept that there is this love of God in your life, that you have this communication with Him, that He is guiding you slowly and gently back to your place of origin, back to His heart. And with this understanding and this acceptance, you will find when a moment comes, when you return to the Father, when you leave this earthly plane, you will leave it smoothly and gently and peacefully, with a ready and grateful and joyous acceptance of the journey you are about to make. A journey back home to God. And when you look upon life in this sense, where is this cruel death? Where is this fear of death? Did the same prophet, Metronian Tazari, say to you in another song to God, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Solomon saw so many of these things in his life. He sat quietly and pensively, trying to come to terms with this great miracle which occurred to him on the road to Damascus. He spent all the rest of his life trying to come to this one understanding. And in doing so, he wrote down his songs of praise to his God. But not just to his God. He wrote them down for mankind to try to take a lead from what he occurred in his life, what he experienced. And all of his psalms relate to this one miracle in his life, his conversion. The book of Psalms, as he wrote them, is almost, if you wish, a diary of his thoughts concerning this one miracle, and how he can spread this miracle and the knowledge of this miracle to the world of man, to the understanding of mankind. You will find also that in these psalms of praise, he speaks of many things. He speaks of wars and of all these things which destroy you. Never once did he as a warrior, as once being a warrior, speak of them as being something noble. He always replaced them with love. Sometimes he became angry with those who would not accept his God. And he would talk as a soldier and as a king. "Rid me and deliver me from the hands of strange children," he would say, "whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood, and whose mouth speaketh unto vanity. Do not I hate those who hate thee?" All these words he would speak, trying to proclaim to his God that he loathed all things which were adverse to man's growth, that were destructive to man and destructive to the love of God. Many times he forgot himself in his book of Psalms and spoke as the man he was, only to remind himself of this and then to speak such words of love as the Sister Valerie has just written. A confession to God. He knows. God knows him. And that God is everywhere where he is. Just as he is everywhere where you are. And he hears and knows all your words. He understands your innermost thoughts. He understands your needs. And those things you require of him, even before you know them. So why do you fear for yourselves? Why do you concern yourselves with things that the Father already knows of, and in his love will tend and care for, according to your love for him, and according to your service for him? The Father always maintains a balance. And many times I have heard people on these earth planes say, as you sow, so you shall reap. And just as you sow the words of God and the love of God among your fellow men, so you shall reap the love of God in your heart. And so your spirit will grow in his love and in his course, just as he did for Saul to enable him to become Solomon. I have spoken to you now for a long time, so perhaps one of you would wish to talk with Marcello now. Talk with me of these things we have spoken of, if you wish. Is there anything you do not understand I have said? Is there anything you fear that I have said? Have I created a troubled heart within you? Talk with me of these things. Who will talk with me first?
Your words were very beautiful. It's a communication with God.
Ben.
Is there any way you can prevent this darkness from coming?
My child, darkness exists all around you. If you look into the universe, it is darkness. If you look into your life without guidance or counsel, there is a darkness. To show you the way through this darkness, God created light. He lit the universe so that instead of looking into the heavens, you would see a great vast inky blackness. And now you look into the heavens and you see these tiny planets all around you, creating a thing of beauty and mystery, because they reveal the depths of this darkness to mankind. And so it is, even in your lifetime, even in your life, sometimes the darkness seeps through the light, only because we allow it to. If we maintain our love of God, if we maintain this magnificent presence within our hearts, if we allow our light to so shine before men, then darkness will not penetrate it. It is only when we in our weakness, and sometimes even I must confess, even here in the spirit plane, this occurs. When we begin to doubt, when we begin to fear, when we begin to question unnecessarily, When we begin to feel insecure in ourselves, darkness really seeps through. You understand what I'm saying to you, Sister Wendy? And so you see, we do not curse this darkness because it is telling us something. It is telling us that there is a weakness in that area of our being. And it is therefore drawing our attention to this so that we may intensify our love of God and our faith in Him, and so remove this patch of darkness in our life through our eternal faith and belief and conviction to God. And as you radiate this light to Him, then so also He will radiate the light of understanding to you, and fulfill your aura, and replenish your soul and your being, and your life, with light and understanding, reassurance, and strength, so that fear and doubt and insecurity, the darkness of these qualities, is removed through the light of understanding, the light of faith, the light of conviction, the light of service, the light of God, and the light of your own spirit, and the strength of your own inner being will remove these things. And this is why I have always said, and we have taught the instrument to teach also, do not condemn the darkness which comes into your life. Be thankful it is there, because it is telling you there is a weakness here and you must work on it and remove it through your love of God and your love of being. It is a blessing, and it is a great gift also to be able to identify these things within yourself, to see these failings, to see these weaknesses, and a great accomplishment to remove them, simply through love. We sometimes love to overlap those things you have asked, to make sure there is a completeness in your understanding, and to reassure your faith. Who else now will talk with Marcello? Is no one else going to talk with Marcello? What of his sister Valerie? You have made a long, long, hazardous journey, and you have proved your faith to God and your determination to come and hear His words. Are you going to make this in vain? Will you not take an opportunity to make it worthwhile? Did I not relate to you, Sister Valerie, the story of Damascus, the story of Esau, of his visit to the blind man, who helped him also to see through his love and faith in God, and his acceptance of this restored his sight and made him a different being, a totally different man to what he was. Once a king, owning great palaces and many sanctums, and having many servants about him, only to strip himself of these things, to walk his path as a humble man, a servant of God, which he was born to be. So it is, Sister Valerie, this analogy is also for you, for each and every one of you. Be ye perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect, Christ once taught. And to be perfect is a task demanding the entirety of your life, not just a few moments of the day, but the rest of your life. Walk in sincerity, in purity, in peace, and in love, and you will walk with God as you have been ordained to do so. And so it is now. We come to this moment when we must depart hence. And again, go about our Father's business, each and every one, according to your pathway, according to your understanding of your life. Fulfill yourselves and realize the many truths and blessings contained in those beautiful words which Sister Valerie wrote, and read with such love. No, Sister Valerie, I did not make a mistake. You wrote those words. You wrote them in your heart. And you wrote them in the hearts of these, your children, who gather with you. For every word was as a stroke of a pain. Keep them in your heart. Do not let them be destroyed. Journey along your road. And again I will say, as I have said so many times, let your light so shine before men. They also may see your good works. Glorify your Father which is in heaven, just as Saul did, when the man he met in Damascus, let his light so shine before him, and he could see the good works of God. So he glorified his Father which is in heaven. Father, in return, blessed him and glorified him also. He created yet another prophet, and in so doing created the Book of Psalms, from which you may learn and see yourselves as a mirror of life. Let us now talk with the Father. E o Pepare, you are the light of our life. You are the source of our existence in this world and upon the spirit life. And we give gracious praise and thanks for this privilege to unite from one level of awareness to another, and greet one another with love and trust, and with understanding and acceptance. Help us, good Lord, to turn within ourselves and reveal in ourselves the light of your love and countenance within us. Help us to be strong when we feel we are so weak. Help us to replace the darkness in our lives with the light of your love and understanding. And so enkindle within ourselves the light of our own true countenance and love and understanding, that we as these spirits may grow, that we as the children of your light may reach out in love and lighten the darkness of others who search so diligently for themselves and who have lost the way. We give you praise, dear Father, for the love of the saints and the prophets and disciples before us, for their ministries and for the counsel and guidance they have given mankind and will continue to give so long as man is mindful of his God. We give you praise for the example they give, for their gentleness and their care, that they extended to us even now today, through their presence in our lives, through their teachings, through their prophecies, and through their love. Take each of these children here, and the brother John, and the brother Christopher, and sister Jacqueline. Touch their hearts, O Lord, enriching their lives with your praise. In that presence, O God, may we grow into eternal life. May we walk this long and dusty road of life and of learning, strong in the faith, that we in turn shall reach this promised land. A land of love, of tranquility and peace, safe in your arms, reunited with those who we love and who have gone before. Grant us thy peace, O Lord. And in thy name, O Lord, may we live forevermore. May the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit rest and dwell and remain with the inner hearts of these thy children. And may the truth and the peace and the examples and the strength and gentleness of our Lord Jesus Christ dwell in the hearts of these thy children, O God, and may they grow in eternal peace and in his love through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. God bless you, my children. going in peace, going laughing, and be strong.